Hello, it's the 4th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The COP26 climate change talks continue this week. Luton's air quality continues to be of concern. The compact area layout of the town is a factor. The opposite of spacious Milton Keynes area layout with the best air quality. Furthermore, London Luton Airport, owned by Luton Borough Council, is the worst for air pollution in the UK, according to Birmingham and Lancaster universities. The number of private jets using the airport, due to its low costs, has contributed to the problem. To address the issue, Luton Council has put forward a plan to tackle the interrelated issues of air pollution and climate change. It hopes to achieve net zero emissions by 2040, 10 years ahead of national targets. Next week, the Higgins Museum will present Blunt Blades, an exhibition of weapons and knives seized by police. The display, hosted by Arabel Lebzen, a visual artist, opens on the 11th of November. The £31 million Hayfield Park proposal has reached approval. The development, which will include open public spaces and feature 2 to 4 bedroom homes. Each home will include underfloor heating, fast charging points for electric vehicles and air source heat pumps. The 10-acre green housing site is located in Bromham, off Stagston Road. Mohamed Yazeen, the MP for Bedford and Kempston, has asked Chancellor Rashid Sanuk to make the electrification of the East-West Rail project a priority and an example for green transportation. The rail scheme will connect Cambridge to Oxford through Bedford. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.